Good morning. This is Becky Spieth, the Christian Direct Seller, and I'm so thrilled to be with you this morning and be in full voice. We were just praising the Lord for His healing power and how most of the country seems to have had a version or has a version of whatever this crud is that's going around, but praise God that He is the healer and that we are able to have a beautiful day in most of the country. I know the Midwest is kind of snowy and really cold, but I can remember living in Michigan, and I didn't mind the super cold days because it wouldn't be as much snow. So it would usually be sunshiny and clear, and that was always beautiful. But I just want to praise God this morning. It's an interesting day here in the United States. And it is actually the second inauguration for our president and vice president. And so we're just so excited about that and how encouraging and amazing how God works things out, because it's also Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday remembrance day. And how interesting that we've got an African-American president serving his second term. And we just are going to be praying and lifting up all of our officials, but especially our president and vice president and their wives, because we want to really make sure that they're covered in prayer. They have a lot of responsibility on their shoulders, and we want God to guide and direct their path. Now, today, on today's Bible study, I was praying about this until really late last night on what to share, and the Lord brought up to my remembrance about the first church and how exciting that must have been, but very confusing if you read the word in Acts 2, because what happened is they became filled with the Holy Spirit. Up until this point, they saw the Holy Spirit working through Jesus, but they never had the Holy Spirit in them. They had Holy Spirit around them, but not in them. And one of my favorite Bibles is the John Maxwell Leadership Bible, and I was reading in that last night, and the reference here is Acts 2, 1 through 4, but it talks about empowerment, that leaders must be empowered before they empower. And leaders can never empower anyone else until they have first supernaturally empowered themselves. And I thought, you know, about the president and the inauguration and the first church and where many of us are in our businesses, and the Lord just showed me how it's all tied together, that many times we're doing things new, uncomfortable, things that have never been done before, and how He wants to empower us and how we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because many times in business, we are stepping out there with our one foot out on the water, hoping that it's going to land somewhere or that we're going to have our eyes on Jesus and be able to walk on that water, that there's going to be something there. And when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, something amazing happens. That's when we have that supernatural power. That's the secret weapon, I like to call it, of being a Christian. You know, and there were four references, or actually five, but four additional references in Acts when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and amazing things happened. It happened in Acts 2, 4, Acts 4, 8, and 31, Acts 9, 17, and then Acts 13, 9. And the thing that I love is when we get empowered inside as leaders and we start expressing God's power, we empower other people, and it's almost like we are a magnet. People are just drawn to us. A lot of people say, well, I don't know, but there's just something different about you, or I don't know, I just wanted to spend some extra time with you. I wanted to get to know you. Well, that's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and Peter is one of my favorite apostles and disciples in the Word because he is a lot like me. Sometimes we get so excited about things, or we start talking and engaging our mouths before our brains are fully engaged. And I just love it because he was the one that kind of all of a sudden the Holy Spirit fell on the first church, and he started just like bellowing in other tongues, and everybody was like, what in the world is going on? Because they didn't really know. But I love it because what it talks about is he kind of explodes the church into a body of more than 3,000 members from 120 men and women. So the thing that I find exciting about this and the correlation with our direct selling business is we want our businesses to explode. If I talk to any person about direct selling, they all want to bring somebody in on their team because it's more fun to do it with other people and empower other people and make a difference in the lives of other people. And Peter Once he got filled with the Holy Spirit, they were meeting for, 125 men and women, or 120 men and women. I don't know why I can't get that number straight this morning. They were meeting, and they were meeting in houses, and then they went to the synagogue, and it was 120, and they weren't really growing. So I don't know if any of you have been through this season of your business where you started to recruit, or maybe you haven't even recruited yet, and you stay at the same number, and you kind of plateau there, and you're like, okay, Lord, and you're being faithful, and you're praying, and then all of a sudden, bam, the Holy Spirit, it filled them up, and they exploded the church. Now, he was very charismatic. Okay, he was one of the sons of thunder. He was very, very charismatic. He always was super excited about things or super angry about things, but he was always very, very passionate. So I want us to look at this just for a minute before we move on, because I think there's some truth here about what we can glean towards our direct selling business. So as I was looking at some of the helps in the Bible, it talked about the traits of a charismatic leader. And because I love Peter so much, I really started studying through this. And it says most people think of charisma as something mystical, undefinable. They're not really sure, do you get born with it, or is it something that you learn, or is it about people that you hang out with? And we're not really sure what it's all about. But I'm going to give you the key components today, because charisma is the ability to draw people to you or your cause. And many of you have that gifting, which is cool, because if it's a natural gifting for you, it makes it easier to sponsor, book, those kind of things. But some people possess more of it naturally, like the other character traits. However, it can be learned. Okay, so let's look at what made Peter charismatic in Acts 2:14-40. I'm not going to read all the scripture, but I want you to be able to have the reference so that you can read it. But he had confidence. And when we're confident, and we are confident not only in ourselves, but what we believe in for others, many times this is what brings people to our business, because we offer them hope because we believe and have confidence in them, and they can tell we have confidence in what we're doing, and it's really easy to sponsor or to prospect, because they're drawn together with that confidence. Peter displayed poise and optimism, and he was a boisterous communicator. I mean, he was very open about communicating his heart. He just always said what he felt. He also had conviction. He knew where he was going and what he had to say, and he spoke straight from his heart. Now, I mean, he wound up in jail, and some pretty cruddy things happened to him, but he constantly spoke his heart. After he denied Jesus and he repented, he became on fire. Once the fire of the Holy Spirit indwelled in him and fell on him, he was unstoppable. The other thing, there's a third characteristic trait here around this, and it was connection. He didn't focus on himself. It was never about Peter after that time. But he focused on others, and he magnetically connected with his audience. He could draw huge, huge audiences just by sharing about how good Jesus was. And he had compassion. He exuded warmth and love, and he gave the people practical answers to their needs. So look at these character traits and apply them to yourself and to your business. You know, by the end of his first message that he was sharing here in Acts 2, he asked, everyone, and they were kind of having a quandary, because they're like, okay, now what do we do? And they felt motivated and ready to act after they listened to what Peter said. They were confused at the beginning. They couldn't understand really what was happening, but they knew it was something of God. They understood, so it wasn't like confusion of mass hysteria, but they just weren't sure because it was something new that they hadn't experienced before. But after Peter spoke what God laid in his heart, he was able to actually, they were all ready to go and act. So how can we build charisma? I want you to think about this in relationship to sponsoring and prospecting. We need to love life. We need to celebrate it, not complain, and we have to enjoy the journey. We need to put a tan on everybody's forehead and expect the best of people and treat them well. We need to give people hope. Everyone looks for hope. But where is it dealt out? From the leader. And we have to share ourselves. We need to be vulnerable and real and share our heart, our wisdom, and our resources. They were very, very giving. So what did Peter really say? Let me read it to you. Because what he said whatever he lacked in his natural gifting or his education, because he was an uneducated man, he made up for with passion. And remember that passion draws passion. Charisma is like a magnet, and it comes when we're truly having the Holy Spirit dwell within us and moving out in our gifting. His sermon said this, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh." All flesh. So we have that now. "Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall see dreams. And on my men servant and on my maid servants, I will pour my Spirit out in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." He was quoting what was already told to him from the prophet Joel, from the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. He goes on and he has many other things that he says in this sermon. But you can hear the passion in his voice. So I hope that today you take the time to be really passionate. Become that charismatic magnet, not only to your business, but for the Lord and the kingdom. That you get filled up and empowered by the Holy Spirit. And you walk in faith. And remember, faith comes by hearing the word of God. So speak the word of God. And become that charismatic magnet that the Holy Spirit wants you to become. I hope you have a blessed week, and I look forward to connecting with you next week. We'll put the replay up on the Christian Direct Seller fan page, so check out that. We're going to stay after we turn off the recording and pray for a few minutes, and I'll be taking prayer requests and praise reports as soon as I turn off the recording. God bless you, and have a magnificent, awesome, amazing, audacious, fantastic, phenomenal week. God bless you, everybody.